Thanks for listening to Cambridge Breakfast. Just to let you know, you can sponsor this or any other programme on Cambridge 105 Radio. Email sales@cambridge105.co.uk.
Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Malazzo.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, I'm Daniel Zeichner, Member of Parliament for Cambridge. And I've been asked to talk about my life in lockdown. And I guess my life in lockdown is no more exciting, I'm afraid, than everybody else's. I found it really, really hard. And I think most other people have too. I stayed in Westminster, and people who've listened to 105 over the years will know just how much I love being the MP for Cambridge, both in Westminster, but particularly being out and about in the city, meeting people, doing things. I kept active for as long as I could, so I was at Westminster in the last week or two when it was already winding down, and you could already feel just how different the place was. You don't fully appreciate, I think, until it's gone, all those conversations in corridors, before and after meetings, maybe over a cup of coffee. That's the way you find out what's going on. So trying to work remotely has been a completely different experience for me. Like many other people, I suspect, I've found the structure of the weeks difficult to maintain. Every day can also easily seem like the rest. So yes, there are the regular routines. Yes, there's the clapping on the Thursdays. But I still find it very, very difficult. I've done my best like everybody else. I've also, like everybody else, I guess, come to learn and love how to do Zoom calls, to try and work out how to make the backdrops and backgrounds work. And of course, I've tried to keep up my work on behalf of the people of Cambridge. So I've been having plenty of conversations. Frankly, I seem to spend almost all my days now on telephone conference calls or on Zoom calls. And some of them have been, frankly, truly inspirational. Fairly early on, I got together all the mutual aid groups from across the city on a Zoom call. That was fantastic to hear how people were responding. I've had calls with local church leaders. Again, really interesting hearing how they're helping people get through such a difficult time. On Fridays, I've tried to do what I would have done before, which is often go around local schools. So I've done a couple of school assemblies, virtual assemblies, where I've invited local school children to send in questions and try to answer them. First one we tried to do very live on Facebook, and it was one of those experiences with online technology that I'm not sure I'm keen to repeat. So we now found another way of doing that, which is perhaps slightly less stressful. But great questions from the children. Also had some really, really useful and interesting meetings with the head teachers, the primary school teachers, telling me about how difficult it will be to go back because small children really don't want to do social distancing. But also the head teachers of our secondary schools and sixth form colleges, and again, explaining some of the challenges and the difficulties that they face. I've had meetings with local trade unionists who've explained to me the problems that people are facing at work, and I've had some really good meetings with Labour Party members, talking again about education and about technology. Mostly, though, my time has been spent dealing with the huge increase in inquiries we've had from a whole range of people who perhaps wouldn't normally contact their MP. So many businesses are so anxious and worried about whether the schemes that the government's announced will or won't work for them. And of course, we've seen those schemes change over the month and a half that we've been doing this now. Also, of course, lots of regular meetings online with the council leaders, the leaders of the health service, the police, and that's been a really effective way of coordinating things within Cambridge and Cambridgeshire. I've tried to do some online surgeries. They are generally by telephone. Again, not the same as seeing people in the flesh, but I hope that's helped the people who've needed that assistance. I've also experienced one or two of the weirder parts of Westminster life in the last month or two. I was fortunate enough to be a shadow minister under Jeremy Corbyn, and when we had the extraordinary weekend of a leadership change to Sir Keir Starmer, but done virtually, I did do that classic thing of sitting by my phone for a day or two, hoping that a call would come. And I was lucky. The call did come. I'd read about it, but I never thought I'd be doing it myself. So there have also been some other moments, which I suspect I share with others. I read about my football team, our football team, Cambridge United. I miss the games. And I think, like a lot of other people, I've probably read with some sadness that we won't probably be seeing people like Samir Carruthers, George Taft, Reggie Lamb, Paul Lewis playing for us in the future. I bought my season ticket in hope, and I look forward to being back at the Abbey with everybody else as soon as it's safe to do so. So my life in lockdown has been much like everybody else's, but also there's been much that's been consistent with the past. I'm very much hoping we can get back as soon as possible to a more normal life. I know how difficult it's been for everybody. I'm also very sad, of course, about the lives that have been lost, especially in our care homes. So my message to everyone is, we've got to find a way through this, do the right things, but we've also got to get right back to life as normal as possible, because that makes life worth living.
Live and local.
Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.